Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library.
Cochrane and other systematic reviews rely on existing research studies when trying to provide answers to questions that matter to patients and their clinicians. It's vital, therefore, that the research base reflects these questions and the uncertainties they uncover. Catherine Cowan, consultant to the James Lind Alliance, describes how the work of the Alliance and its new guidebook will help achieve this.
The James Lind Alliance, the JLA, is an initiative based in Oxford in England which brings together patients and healthcare professionals to form priority setting partnerships. These identify uncertainties about treatments that are important to both groups and then work together to produce a top 10 list of research questions. This list is shared with people who might do or fund the research needed to resolve the uncertainties in order to produce the evidence needed by patients and clinicians. I started working with the JLA in early 2008, and as a layperson with no professional background in healthcare, I was really surprised to find how unusual it is to involve patients and the people who treat them in deciding what gets researched. To me, it seems like a no-brainer to ask those actually experiencing a healthcare issue what matters to them. In fact, research on the effects of treatment often overlooks the shared priorities of patients and clinicians. Industry and academia play essential roles in developing and testing new treatments, but their priorities are not necessarily the same as those of patients and practitioners. So, potentially important areas of research are being missed, which is why the JLA was established, to address that imbalance. Over the past 6 years, the JLA has worked with priority setting partnerships for a number of different conditions, including asthma, incontinence, the skin condition vitiligo, prostate cancer, schizophrenia, and type 1 diabetes. To help more priority setting partnerships to come together, we've just launched an online guidebook. It's a plain English practical guide to setting up a partnership. So whether you're a patient or a clinician, or if you simply have an interest in research priority setting, the guidebook explains all the stages of the JLA's process, from establishing a steering group and recruiting partners, through to identifying treatment uncertainties, convening a priority setting workshop, and taking the top 10 priorities to research funders. There's also a section which explores the evidence for why priority setting in health research matters to both research and healthcare. The guidebook features lots of examples from the existing JLA partnerships, so you can see how priority setting has worked for them in practice. We've also included downloadable examples of their materials and document templates which partnerships can download and adapt to save them starting from scratch. These include a protocol which partnerships sign up to when they work with the JLA. By creating the guidebook as an online resource, it'll allow us to update it easily, so effectively it's a living document. The JLA's methods are relatively new, and with each partnership we learn more, so we wanted to be able to update the guidebook as new examples of good practice emerge. You can also download a paper version. It's a medium-sized resource and is divided into short sections, so wherever you are in the priority setting journey, you'll find information there to help you. Working with the priority setting partnerships, the JLA has already had some exciting outcomes. The asthma partnership, for example, identified a series of research questions about breathing exercises, which certainly wouldn't have been identified otherwise. And 8 of the 10 priorities identified by the urinary incontinence partnership have been reviewed by England's National Institute for Health Research Health Technology Assessment Programme and submitted for further consideration within the process of deciding what research projects should be funded within the NHS. We hope that the guidebook will become a well-viewed and well-used resource. And although the focus of the JLA's work is UK-based, we see no reason why its methods couldn't be applied globally.
To find out more about the James Lind Alliance and to get your free copy of the new guidebook, go to www.jlaguidebook.org.